Dear Cheap Astronomy, what would the Earth look like from the Moon? Well, firstly, from more than 40% of the Moon's surface, you wouldn't even know the Earth existed. The Sun would rise and then set nearly 2 weeks later, followed by nearly 2 weeks of night, before it rose again. Throughout that period of time, stars would be tracking across the sky, visible in both day and night, but you would never see an Earth in the sky. Mind you, near the Moon's north and south poles, the day lengths would be different, and from those vantage points, you might just spy the edge of the Earth on the horizon, now and again. But anyway, with all that out of the way, if you actually want to observe the whole of the Earth from the Moon, you should pick a spot that is somewhere around the lunar equator, on the side of the Moon that is adjacent to the Earth. Any of the Apollo landing sites would work just fine. From those vantage points, the Earth will always be in your sky, and it will only seem to shift around a bit against a background of stars that will continue to rotate through a complete cycle once every 27.3 Earth days, just as they appear to do everywhere else on the Moon. The reason why the Earth appears to shift around a bit in the Moon sky is for much the same reason why we, on Earth, get to see 59% of the Moon's surface rather than just 50% of it. Firstly, the Moon's rotational path about the Earth is not directly over the Earth's equator. It may have been once upon a time, but as the Moon has slowly shifted further and further out of the Earth's gravitational grip, it has increasingly come under the influence of the Sun's gravitational grip, so that its orbit is being steadily reshaped into line with the orbital plane of the solar system, which is roughly in line with the Sun's equator. If the Moon really did follow an orbit around the Earth's equator, you would only get to see a bit more than 50% of its surface, since you would see a bit more of its approaching side as it rises in the east, and see a bit more of its receding side as it sets in the west. But in addition to that, since the orbit of the Moon does shift up and down around the Earth's equator, you also get to see more of its upper latitudes when it's in one half of our sky, and more of its lower latitudes when it's in the other half of our sky. So although the near side of the Moon is fixed upon the Earth, if you stood on its surface over the course of its 27-day orbit of the Earth, you would see a very slow and very slight shifting of the Earth's position in the Moon's sky as a result of the steadily changing angle from which you view the Earth. A side-to-side shift would be apparent as you viewed its orbital approach and recession, and a slight vertical movement would be apparent as a result of the relative axial tilt of the Moon's orbit around the Earth. There would also be a very slight growth and diminishing of the size of the Earth in the Moon sky due to the elliptical orbit of the Moon, which sometimes brings it closer to the Earth and sometimes takes it further away. That's how we get supermoons and king tides. As well as seeing the shifting of the Earth in the Moon sky, you will also see the Earth continuing to rotate on its axis, once every 23 hours and 56 minutes. So from your vantage point near one of the Apollo landing sites, you will be able to see the entire surface of Earth. Beyond that, the Earth's face will only appear fully lit every 27.3 days, because it will only be fully lit when the Sun is behind the Moon, which will occur at the same moment at which a new moon is visible from Earth. Furthermore, the Earth's face will only be fully dark when the Sun is behind the Earth. So at midnight on the Moon, which only happens every 27.3 days, the Earth will be fully lit. And at midday on the Moon, which also only happens every 27.3 days, the Earth will be fully dark. All the rest of the time, it will be waxing or waning between either a crescent or a gibbous Earth. And that's how the Earth looks from the Moon, more or less.